This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nathan Marzen used to be my co-host on the Green and Growing podcast, now has his own Bucks University podcast. Follow him on Twitter at Nathan Marzen. Wouldn't you agree, Brook Lopez just looks so much better this year, shooting the ball, blocking shots. He looks like the Brook Lopez that was here under Bud.
Yeah, first of all, Sparky, good to be talking Bucks with you again, and I never thought I'd be this happy that they'd be 500 after 18 games, but this is where we're at.
Yep.
He has looked a lot better, and I think, I mean, I had this take last year. You know, I feel like we talked about this a lot last year, but I kind of thought he was a little bit of a scapegoat for the defensive troubles last season. I think people looked at it and said, you know, oh, he's too slow, and he's lost a step, and he's just not the same player. And I looked at it more like, he's still that guy. He's just not being A, used correctly in the scheme, especially under Griff. And then B, they just had horrible perimeter defenders all over the place. And it really just put all the pressure on Brook, and it gave him too much to handle. And it was like, you can't really expect him to look good in that situation. And then in the playoffs, Giannis was hurt for the playoffs, and him not being there is obviously going to hurt Brook a little bit, being that all of a sudden he's the only rim protector they have. And he's again going to have more coming his way, just a lot more pressure on him, and it's going to look a little bit worse. He's going to get exposed a little bit more, but I always thought, you know, he's still a really good defender when you can put him in the right spots, when you can put better perimeter defenders around him, and now they have a few of those guys, and I think it's shown that, hey, he's still a really, really impactful player as long as you can have him in the right spot and have him in that right role.
I saw you on Twitter earlier, or it was either today or yesterday after the game, and you're like, I said they'd be back to 500 before Christmas. Heck, they got there before Thanksgiving, Nathan. But the thing that we talked about last year and got both of us upset were all these people that wanted Holiday over Damian Lillard, and we heard about it all last year. I heard about it when they started off slow this year as well. But when you see Damian Lillard have games like he's had here last night and these other 30-point games, Drew Holiday just doesn't do that when Giannis is out.
No, and I'm not going to act like we're not doing this to say anything negative about Drew. It's just that Damian Lillard is a different player, you know, offensively. He is a totally different animal. He is a guy that can go off for 40, 50 points any night, you know, 8 threes, 10 threes we've seen this year in single games. It's like, yeah, that's just something, you know, Drew just isn't, he's not that. And Drew has his own strengths, but he's not a guy that can consistently score the ball like that. And with how much time Chris has missed in the last, you know, two seasons, basically when Dame's been on the team, that's been needed, like, for them to kind of stay afloat and for them to weather the storm with Chris missing games and then in the playoffs with Giannis being out. Like, they've really needed a scoring even more than I think they've needed defense because, I mean, again, when Drew goes into that role of like the number two scorer, he kind of showed he wasn't able to hold that consistently. He wasn't able to really perform at that level, you know, regularly. He could have some games, but he wasn't able to do it. And I think, again, when you're talking about doing it over the course of a season or half a season or a month with Chris out or a series with Giannis out, Dame's much better suited to do that. And we saw in the playoffs him averaging 30 in the playoffs. And then, you know, this season he's averaging 26. And I know the efficiency still could be a little bit better. Like, the three-point shot just hasn't totally come around yet, but it's starting to. And I just think overall, like, him with his scoring and facilitating combined, like, he is just an awesome offensive player. He is, in my opinion, the best point guard in the East right now and a top five-ish point guard in the league and just someone that I still cannot believe he's on our team. Like, I can't believe that dude is our point guard. It's just awesome to see that. And having him and Giannis on the court together, it's starting to come together. You're starting to see them play off of each other better and everything's starting to click. And, you know, when those two are on and putting up 30 in the same game, it's just really hard to beat the Bucks.
Last night, I was infuriated as the Heat were making the run towards the end of the third quarter, pulled it to within five. Through that entire run, Andre Jackson was never on the floor. They didn't bring Andre Jackson back into the game until about the five-minute mark, finally, for Pat Connaughton. When you are having a run made on you, one of your better defenders, which is Andre Jackson, who can tip passes, get on transition, all that stuff, in my opinion, should be on the floor versus old man Pat Connaughton.
Yeah, I agree. And I think it was Doc kind of got into a weird spot where the offense was really struggling. And so it's hard to throw Andre Jackson in there when the offense is struggling as much as it is, because, you know, typically he's going to hurt the offense a little bit just because he's not a great shooter. You know, the spacing gets a little bit clogged up. And so I guess, I can kind of understand maybe him not wanting to throw Ajax in there right away, but I at least wanted to see someone else in there, some type of change to the rotation. I thought, yeah, he held on, you know, he kept padding there a little bit too long during that stretch when things started to go south. I wasn't necessarily concerned that things went a little south. I mean, again, you're playing without Giannis. They're doubling Dame. You don't have Chris. Like, you just don't have many other scoring options that can do much. I figured at some point the game was going to get a little bit closer, a little bit tighter, but it was just nice to see them pull it out. It was nice to see Ajax get in there at the end for those last five-ish minutes. I know he made the big mistake with the turnover with 35, 40 seconds left. That almost, you know, cost them the game, but he still made some nice plays. And in the first half too, I thought he had a couple nice offensive plays. One where he cut to the basket and Dame found him. Another one where, you know, they were doubling Dame and Ajax was able to drive and score. So still some progress, I think. And he's, you know, he's not where we wanted to be offensively and where I think he needs to be if he wants to be able to play like 30, 25 minutes a game. But I think he's making progress. He's moving in the right direction.
I got one last one for you. We got about two minutes left in the show. The Bucks are home against the Wizards on Saturday, at the Pistons Tuesday, home against the Hawks Wednesday, and then a week from Friday, they're at Boston. Will the Bucks' winning streak still be intact when they head to Boston on December 6th?
The way they're playing right now and the way it sounds, you know, with Chris sounding like he's coming back, I'd have to think so. I think those, you know, all three of those are very winnable games. And again, just with how things are kind of meshing together, you know, the rotation's getting a little bit better. Obviously, the, you know, Giannis and Dame and Brooke and those guys playing as well as they are, it's hard to see them dropping one of those games. I mean, now that I say that, they'll probably come out completely flat on Saturday. But hey, I mean, again, the way they're playing, I'd have to think that they can sneak out those three wins and then. You're playing Boston at 12-9 on a 8-game winning streak at that point. So,
oh man, how fun would that be? Nathan Marzian, thanks for coming on. Have a great Thanksgiving, buddy.
You as well. Thank you.
I'm Tank Sinatra.
And I'm Investigator Slater.
And together we co-host a podcast called Psychopedia, which is a true crime podcast infused with comedy, making it a crimedy. Each week, Investigator Slater brings us a wild and thoroughly researched true crime case. I'm here to digest it all and react just like you probably are right there on the other side of the microphone.
Somehow, I've got to present each case with the detail and respect it deserves, while also cracking up at Tank's perfectly timed humor and thought-provoking questions.
Listen to and follow Psychopedia on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.